From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The world's two biggest economies are pulling back from the brink of a trade war. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the United States and China have pulled back from the brink of a trade war. Mnuchin tells Fox News Sunday high-level talks Thursday and Friday produced significant progress, and the U.S. is on track to achieve President Trump's goal of cutting the trade deficit with China.
We are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says he will order an investigation Monday into the claims an FBI informant infiltrated his 2016 election campaign. Lawmakers reacted, including California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This claim by the president, suggestion by Giuliani that there is a political spy embedded in the Trump campaign is nonsense. And you hear it in the same terms that Trump often speaks, which is people are saying, or I'm hearing, or we're being told. That's another way of saying this is patently untrue, but we would like to spread it anyway.
On Twitter, the president further complained about the year-long investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russia. Hawaii residents coping with Kilauea's volcanic eruption face a potentially deadly new hazard as authorities warn lava flows are reaching the Pacific Ocean. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The lava oozing out of fissures in Hawaii has become hotter and more fluid in recent days. Scientists warn that a flow that's making its way toward the ocean could emit hydrochloric acid and steam containing fine glass particles. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. As Santa Fe, Texas residents cope and recover from a mass shooting at their local high school Friday, the U.S. gun debate rages on. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the gun regulation needed to prevent school shootings is arming teachers. Here's Patrick on ABC's This Week.
In Texas, we already allow teachers to carry. We leave it up to local parents, school boards, and superintendents. But the students and the parents I talked to Friday in the hospital of a wounded student said if one teacher in particular, they think, a Marine that was next door to the shooting, had the ability to carry a gun, he may have been able to stop that.
That was Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on ABC's This Week. Patrick also linked gun violence to violent video games and social media. Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School. Mourners on Sunday packed a mosque in Stafford, Texas for the funeral of Sabika Sheikh, one of the victims of that shooting on Friday. The 17-year-old Pakistani exchange student wanted to learn about the American culture and share her own. The student's father told the Associated Press from Pakistan, quote, "We are still in a state of denial and it's like a nightmare." Ahead of his summit with President Trump on Tuesday, South Korean leader Moon Jae-in spoke with Trump by phone about next month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore. The North last week threatened to scuttle the talks over joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises and unilateral demands for its nuclear disarmament. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning tells VOA Mr. Moon hopes to play a mediating role between North Korea and the U.S.
I'm not sure if that's really the issue, because the fundamental problem is a very deep distrust on both sides. The recent episode where North Koreans threatened to cancel the summit is an indication of that.
Venezuela's election board says incumbent President Nicolas Maduro has been reelected for a second six-year term. Sunday's election was boycotted by the opposition as the coronation of a dictator and condemned by much of the international community. Here's Raul Sanchez Uribarri, a lecturer at Australia's La Trobe University.
Yes, we know the quote-unquote election took place against conditions that had been denounced already by the opposition, which boycotted the election, and internationally. So that must be the backdrop against which we have to analyze these results.
Sanchez Uribarri said the remarkable unity of over 40 countries, including the U.S., opposed to Venezuelan regime and the election's outcome will make it difficult for Maduro. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Oh, oh, yeah.